Welcome to today's news discussion. I'm Sarah, and joining me is Sean.
Hi, I'm Sean. Let's dive into the stories making headlines today.
First up, a stabbing incident at New York City's Penn Station on Sunday evening left at least five people injured, according to reports.
That's right. The incident occurred at a busy rail and subway hub, especially concerning given the city's preparations for the NBA Finals and World Cup events next week. Do the reports say anything about the suspect?
The articles mention that the suspect is in custody. Authorities haven't released many details yet, but it's clear that the incident has raised security concerns.
That's understandable. Penn Station is a major transit point. Have there been any statements from local authorities about the investigation?
The city officials have confirmed the incident, and the fire department reported that six people were injured, though other sources mention five. There's a slight discrepancy in the numbers.
So it's not entirely clear how many people were actually injured. That's often the case in the immediate aftermath of such incidents.
Exactly. The reporting will likely be refined as more information becomes available. The fact that it happened during a busy evening commute is particularly noteworthy.
And just as the city is ramping up for major sporting events, I hope they increase security measures across all public transportation hubs.
That's a good point. The timing of the incident will likely prompt a review of security protocols. Moving on, a powerful earthquake struck the southern Philippines on Monday, resulting in at least 32 fatalities and widespread damage.
The magnitude 7.8 quake caused significant destruction, didn't it? And triggered a tsunami, according to some reports.
Yes, the earthquake not only damaged buildings, but also triggered tsunami waves, though the height was reported to be around 1 meter in some areas.
That's a relief, I suppose, that the tsunami wasn't more severe. But still, the loss of life and injuries are devastating. Over 200 people were injured, right?
That's correct. The quake's impact was felt across parts of Mindanao, with reports of buildings reduced to rubble and flights suspended.
So, what about the response to the disaster? Have there been any reports on relief efforts?
The local authorities are dealing with the aftermath. Schools and some flights were suspended, indicating a significant response to the disaster.
It's good that they're taking immediate action. The region will likely need substantial aid to recover.
Absolutely. Natural disasters like this often require a massive response to support those affected. Let's shift gears to a different story. Pulitzer Prize-winning historian Gordon S. Wood recently passed away at the age of 92 in a tragic accident.
Oh, I hadn't heard that. What were the circumstances surrounding his death?
According to reports, he was killed in a vehicle collision in East Providence.
That's so sad. He was a renowned historian of the American Revolution, wasn't he?
Yes, he was highly acclaimed for his work. His books, such as The Creation of the American Republic, are considered seminal in the field.
I remember studying some of his work in school. He had a very influential perspective on the early years of American independence.
Exactly. His narrative was both highly influential and sometimes debated among historians. He won the Pulitzer Prize for The Radicalism of the American Revolution.
It's a loss for the academic community, certainly. His contributions will be remembered for a long time.
Indeed. His work continues to shape our understanding of American history. On to another story, a severe storm in Delhi caused significant damage to three Air India aircraft at Indira Gandhi International Airport on Sunday.
That sounds like quite an incident. What exactly happened to the planes?
Strong winds and rain led to ground support equipment being dragged across the aircraft, damaging them.
Oh, I see. So it was more about the storm's impact on the ground equipment rather than the planes being directly hit by debris or something.
That's right. The incident has prompted an investigation by the DGCA, the aviation regulator in India.
That's a good step. One would hope they identify what went wrong and implement measures to prevent such incidents in the future.
The reports mention that airport operations were disrupted, which highlights the severity of the storm.
And this comes on the heels of another incident involving an IndiGo flight that suffered a bird hit, right?
Yes, that's correct. The aviation industry is always dealing with various challenges, from weather-related incidents to technical issues.
Indeed. It's a complex field that requires constant vigilance.
As we wrap up today's discussion, it's clear that the news is filled with a mix of tragic incidents, natural disasters, and significant events.
That's an understatement. From the stabbing in New York to the earthquake in the Philippines, the death of Gordon S. Wood, and the damage to Air India aircraft, there's a lot to take in.
Well, that's all for today's episode. Thank you for joining us, Sean.
Thank you, Sarah. It's been a pleasure discussing these stories with you.
And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. We'll be back with more news discussions soon.
Until next time, stay informed and stay safe.